This is the North Africa Journal, and thank you for downloading this podcast. For more podcast information and user rules, please visit north-africa.com/podcast.
Bruno is the deputy editor of the North African Journal. He joins us now in Toronto. Thanks very much for your time. First of all, what can you tell us about today's attack in Mogadishu?
Hey, good afternoon. Mogadishu suffers many attacks every day, actually. There are always bombings, mortar fire between one side and the other, usually the Shabab against the government-backed forces or the pro-government militias or the AU forces made up by Ugandan and Burundian troops. But this one, I think, is particular because it occurs in one of the few areas that the government has control. This hotel is not far from the main presidential palace called Villa Somalia, which is a few hundred meters away. And they actually they managed to kill some MPs and a lot of security personnel that were protecting the MPs.
So, can you tell us more about the group that committed this attack? Are you seeing a link to the Taliban?
Oh, well, actually, I see definitely not perhaps a direct link, but certainly ideological one. The Somali, the Al-Shabaab, which in Arabic means youth, are very similar to the Taliban in technique, in tactics, and in how they establish control. They're taking advantage of the vacuum left in Somalia after essentially 1991, when one force has been taking over the other. And they managed to win some support from the population, which is fed up with the anarchy. They establish quick rules, you know, they have a ready legal system in their version of the Quran. They start to apply eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth type legislation. They cut off hands for thieves, but they also enforce a strict, or their version of a moral code. They don't like to see men and women walk around together. They start enforcing very strict dress codes. So they behave a lot like the Taliban, and they're taking advantage of the same sort of anarchy that the Taliban used to gain power in Afghanistan. Let's say the Western forces left Afghanistan tomorrow, what we are left with is something very similar to Somalia.
What is the government system like in Somalia?
Well, it's a parliamentary system, and surprisingly, it has over 25 ministers. I mean, I don't know what they do, because the government actually, in effect, controls very little of Somalia. The East Shabab have taken over most of the south and most of the key areas. This government is propped up only by the African Union, which is sort of like let's call it a security guard for the government. The African Union force is 6,000 men strong. So it's difficult really to speak of a government. They have ministers, they have MPs, but lately they've actually been bickering among themselves over positions and ideas that have little consequence for the population.
Can you compare the situation in Somalia to Afghanistan?
I can. In fact, I think it's a ready comparison. I mean, this looks like Afghanistan pre-Taliban. In fact, that's really, I think, the main concern for both Western countries and Somalia's African neighbors, that something like the Taliban will emerge victorious very soon in Somalia, namely the Shabab. There was a group before the Shabab about 2 years ago called they called themselves the Islamic Courts, and they were disbanded after the Ethiopian army, which was backing the government at the time, helped to clear them. But they only disbanded and reformed, regrouped into what is now the Shabab, which is a conglomerate of various Islamist groups. Mm-hmm. So but there is also concern because in front of Somalia is Yemen, which is becoming a security concern of its own to the West.
Alessandro Bruno, we will leave it there. Thanks so much for your time and your insights. We do appreciate them.
Thank you.
This was the North Africa Journal podcast. Thank you for listening.